You're listening to Gerald Fleury and the Key of David on 101.3 KPCG and online at kpcg.fm.
Greetings, everyone. The terrorist attacks on Paris has caused a giant split between America and the European Union. Now, we've been prophesying this for over 60 years. What does it all mean? It is actually going to change the course of world history, just how they responded to those Paris terrorist attacks. That's how serious it is, and it is a rejection of America's leadership in the world. And I want to show you why, and show you why it's so important. And the Bible prophecy tells us that it's going to have a massive negative impact on America and Britain and the Jewish nation in the Middle East. So where is it leading us? What is it going to cause to happen in this world? I think there's nothing more astounding in the Bible, just in this end time prophecy, than what I'm talking to you about today and where this is all leading physically. I mean, it is going to be world shaking. And we, again, have been prophesying that for decades, It will affect every person on this earth, and it will be concluded by the most wonderful, exciting, thrilling news you could ever possibly hear. And I want to give you a few quotes. I have to give you a few quotes to give you to get some background here, but I want to show you that these quotes lead to one of the most insightful comments I have read in years. And I want you to think about it and see what is happening in your world. The Paris terrorist attacks changed the course of history. And I'll show you why. Let me read you a few quotes. Most of them will be short. This is taken from our Trumpet Weekly, and it reads, after the Paris attacks, many expected France to turn to NATO, or the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, led by America, and the United States for help. Instead, François Hollande looked to the European Union. This is the first time, the EU's collective defense clause has ever been used. Now that is serious, a serious break with Europe and America. This is a major milestone in the Union's development. Hollande's call for European help was a political act and message, said EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini. In making this call, he was underlining that the Europe of defense is something that can be used. This is what is happening inside the European Union, now with 28 nations, but is going to be pared down to 10 kings before this is all over, and there will be then the Holy Roman Empire. One more comment here, or a couple more comments. France has set a precedent for using the EU as the first response to military attack in the continent, making a decisive shift away from NATO, wrote the Telegraph. Now, this is going to bring Europe's armies together. And I want to show you how. But look, when you talk about the European Union, Germany dominates the European Union, including France. They have for years. Our article continues. Hollande was declaring that Europe is more than a junior partner in America's defense arrangement. Europe is its own power with its own goals, its own interests, and its own foreign relations. Remember, these are the people to whom we have given nuclear bombs to be used in case of warfare. So now there's a big break. What does this mean? Well, the article continues, this look to Europe also exposes a major division with America. The Bavarian finance minister, Markus Söder, that's of Germany, summed up the feelings of many in Europe, saying, quote, Paris changes everything. It changes everything. And it concludes here by saying, at a press conference on Monday, Mr. Obama showed that the Paris attacks had not changed his mind at all. We have the right strategy, quote, we have the right strategy and we're going to see it through, he said. There was none of Europe's urgency to act. Instead, he talked about the progress being made, quote unquote, by America in Syria. His hope for the future lay in the modest progress on the diplomatic front. No wonder France doesn't want to turn to American-led NATO. So the German media, after this happened in Paris, of course, Paris is in the European Union, and they began to talk about, the media began to talk about a new world war, that this is really important. This is urgent beyond anything we've faced in a long time, they are saying. And they're talking about, the media is talking about a third world war as a result of this. Now, that's how Europe is looking upon it, but the American administration is not looking upon it that way at all. And that's where the big split is, the big divide that is going to shake nations and change the course of this world's history, and you're going to see it happen. And they're complaining about, well, the war on terrorism is not really accomplishing anything because it's just half-hearted. And maybe not even that at times. But let me read you this comment that leads up to the most insightful one that I've read in a number of years. Quote from this article, Germany, too, may be gearing up for action. Quote, do we now have to go to war? Asked Germany, Germany's most popular newspaper, Bild. And they quoted several German politicians stating Germany's preparedness to use military force. Remember, Germany started two world wars. And beware when they get to getting into their world warfare. Many Europeans have already made a direct connection between this attack and Europe's ongoing refugee crisis. Remember, one of those terrorists that attacked Paris came in with refugees, came into Europe with refugees, posing as a refugee. And now Germany has said they will take over 1 million of those refugees. And the German people are getting scared and they don't like it at all. And it is having a major impact in that nation. And it's just almost daily, you can hear talk now of the resignation of Angela Merkel, the chancellor. A lot of changes are being made, but notice what it leads up to saying here. Far-right groups were quick to seize on the Paris terrorist attack as evidence of a need to curb immigration, wrote the Associated Press. But while it's the extremists on the far right who are grabbing most of the headlines, mainstream Germans are increasingly being drawn into inflammatory rhetoric and at times anti-foreigner sentiment. Well, has that happened before? Yes, it has. Notice what it says here. The article details the wave of fury sweeping across Germany, prompting a steep rise in attacks on refugee shelters. And this was before November 13th. In an article titled, quote, What's Happening to My Country? End of quote. Marcus Feldenkirchen wrote that the mood in the country, get this is awfully important, extremely important for you to understand. He says, quote, the mood in this country is akin to a drunken rage of the kind last seen in the beer halls of the 1920s Weimar Republic. That period of crude, uncivilized behavior that paved the way for Hitler's rise and the most brutal decade in world history. This is, incidentally, is taken from Der Spiegel. This is the English language version, but I believe it's Germany's best magazine. Now just a revealing statement. See, all that you see happening with these terrorist attacks and the refugees and radical Islam and the financial crisis in Europe, all of this is just like it was in the late 20s, and it led the way, paved the way to Adolf Hitler, one of the most violent, evil dictators ever on this earth. And this person says, look, that's how Hitler came to power, and I'm telling you and reading to you that what is happening over there now is leading the way to another strong man in Germany that we have been literally prophesying for some 70 years. How could we possibly know that would happen? How could we possibly understand that? Well, you can only understand it if you understand Bible prophecy. When you think about these European leaders rejecting America's leadership, you can see that America is not taken seriously. And when the military unity is one of the iron pillars of the European Union, if it develops as we say it will, they have to have this military unity. They have not had that in the past, and now they're getting it because of the refugee crisis. Now, this is really critical information. And where is it leading? Well, it's bad news in the short run for America and Britain and the Jewish state in the Middle East. But the conclusion of this, I mean, the conclusion that's tied directly to all of these events is literally dynamically dumbfounding when you think about it, because the news is so good. But it is a time now that we have been prophesying for oh so many years. And look, I'm not just saying that. You can get booklets and you can prove it to yourself. You shouldn't believe what I say. You should believe what God says in the Bible, every word of it that is in the Old and New Testament. Jesus Christ said we should keep. We should live by it. That's what He said. If we're a Christian, well, we are required to do that. Let me read you a few of those prophecies we've made over the years. Herbert Armstrong's Plain Truth magazine said this in 1983, "Economic recovery masked deep divisions that must eventually rip asunder the Atlantic Alliance," the Plain Truth wrote in September 1983. That Atlantic Alliance, of course, is the alliance between America and Europe. And now let me read another quote to you, this one from 1952. "The heart of the German people has not been converted to our way of life." This is taken from the Good News, April 1952. "The heart of the German people has not been converted to our way of life. If they really would have come to love us since their defeat, would they now be trying to bargain for domination in Europe and threatening to withhold support from the cause of democracy against Russia? Is that the way love is manifested? Can we purchase love with money?" See, even in 1952, they were jockeying and working for domination of Europe. And later on down the road, America helped them become the dominant power in Europe by far. America is responsible for most of that power being held by Germany. Now, they should have stopped a lot of things, as they said they would do, but they just didn't do it. But that's about 63 years ago. Now, how could you talk about subjects like that, that are coming to pass right now before our eyes? How could you do that? I mean, it's just impossible. Anybody surely can see that. Only God can see what is coming down the road. Nobody else can. Only God can reveal His Bible to His people. Now, you can remember some of that history that has happened in the past, but NATO is being diminished very greatly right now. America has been talking about Germany being Washington's most important ally. We've just recently said that. And now Germany is leading Europe away from America. What is happening? What does it mean to you? The Vice President said February 2nd, 2013, that Europe is the cornerstone of our engagement with the rest of the world and is the catalyst for our global cooperation. It's that basic. And look, when we had that financial crisis in 2008, did you know that the financial power of the whole Western world moved from London and New York into Brussels and Berlin? And they now control the Western world's financial system to a great degree because our economy is so weak and we have so much debt. And I mean, they make American companies in Europe toe the line just the way they say it should be. That's what has happened in the past. And now America is out of cash and have to go borrowing from foreigners. We have a debt of nearly $19 trillion, unheard of in deficit spending in this world. Another quote from 1974, the plain truth. Quote, European antagonism toward the United States and its policies is now in the open. The next few years will bring forth more misunderstanding, conflicts of interest, and at times outright hostility between the United States and Europe. Europe, including then West Germany, will have to build its own unified armed forces, which they have done. Including nuclear weapons, religious as well as political forces will play a key role in the future. And you can look at we've given them thermonuclear bombs, Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, Turkey. They're giving them a right to use them if they have some warfare. Now, do you think they might possibly turn against us? I mean, have you ever heard of such a thing as giving people that can easily turn against you your own nuclear bombs to use? That's essentially what it amounts to. And God talks about our lovers. He said, you better be careful. Your lovers are going to double cross you. Now, it is prophesied if we don't make amends with God. It is. I have to tell you that. Notice April 1980, Plain Truth magazine, quote, you may be sure the West European leaders are conferring hurriedly and secretly about how and how soon they may unite and provide a united European military force so they can defend themselves. Now, isn't that amazing? After the Paris attacks, you see it happening right before your eyes in a way it never has happened before, and that was prophesied 35 years ago. 35 years ago. And now it's reality. After the Paris attacks, we see it all falling into place. And it is reality. What does that tell you? You want me to show you what it tells you? Notice Jeremiah 28 and verse 9. Jeremiah 28 and verse 9, the prophet which prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord has truly sent him. Well, what does that tell you? If he comes and he prophesies and it comes to pass and it continues to come to pass, well, then you know God sent him. That's what your own Bible says. Notice Malachi 4 and verse 5. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Dreadful day of the Lord. So that our booklets will explain that to you, but that Elijah the prophet type has already come and gone. And after he's come and gone, God says, you look for the dreadful day of the Lord. That is what we're facing, the dreadful day of the Lord. But thankfully, God concludes the day of the Lord and brings us peace and joy and abundance that we've striven for all our lives in some ways. We have a booklet by Joel the prophet on the Day of the Lord. And if you'd like to have a copy of that, just write for it, and it'll explain all of that to you. Now we have Europe really concerned about the Islamic State, or ISIS, as it is called. They were behind the Paris terrorist attacks. And Europe is very much concerned about that, and now they have gotten, authorities say they are getting and making certainly progress in getting chemical weapons. They've gotten the experts from those that worked for Saddam Hussein when he was in power. And now they're getting, having foreigners help them, experts from Chechnya and Southeast Asia. And I mean, this is really getting bad. It's getting bad when people get chemical weapons, biological weapons that can just destroy thousands and thousands of people and maybe even into the millions. That is something to be concerned about, and Europe is talking about World War III. Germany is talking about World War III, and we don't seem to take this too seriously in most quarters. Well, notice something here. If you're talking about a strong man rising in Germany, notice what it says in verse 23 of Daniel 8. Verse 23 of Daniel 8, "And in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up." He's going to come into power, and he's not going to be voted in. There's going to be some kind of a coalescing around one main party by other parties, and it'll come together that way. But let me tell you, if you don't have a copy of the November-December Philadelphia Trumpet magazine, I hope you'll write for one, and we'll send it to you, because the cover story is, "Has Germany's Strongman Finally Arrived?" That, again, is all about Bible prophecy being fulfilled before your eyes. And it's time we heed Bible prophecy. It's time we listen to God. It's the only way we can save ourselves physically and spiritually. Verse 24, "And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power." There's going to be an evil spirit being behind him. And you can read that in Revelation 13, verse 4 as well. "And he shall destroy wonderfully," or mightily, "and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people." He's going to be coming at God's people and doing everything he can to destroy them. Now that is what is coming upon this earth. But notice what the conclusion is. Notice the end of all this. This is what we need to be concerned about. Most of all, anyhow, verse 25, "And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many." In other words, he comes acting like he wants peace, and then he destroys nations. That's talking about a power in Europe that we ought to be concerned about. "And he shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand." Now, how about that for a conclusion? This power, this European power, is actually going to stand up before God and fight God, and God will break them once and for all, and they'll never rise again. They never will rise again. You can see, if you go, to Daniel 11 and verse 40, maybe I have time to read this to you. "And at the time of the end shall the king of the south push at him." That is, the radical Islam led by Iran is going to push at the king of the north led by Germany. And notice what's going to happen. "And the king of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind, with chariots and with horsemen and with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over." Now then, if you follow this vision, it's one vision, and it goes on through all through chapter 12 of Daniel, you will see where it all leads. It leads to a time, and I mean where God is going to start counting the days to the time when Jesus Christ returns to this earth, and you will see that day of the Lord that is violent beyond anything this earth has ever seen. And Jesus Christ is going to have to intervene, or there would be no flesh saved alive. Matthew 24 and verses 21 and 22 says, no flesh saved alive, but Christ is going to return and He's going to save all of humanity. And that's great news. Until next week, this is Gerald Flurry. Goodbye, friends.
In 1952, the late Herbert W. Armstrong foretold of a rift in the America-Europe alliance. Today, we see the Paris attacks precipitating this stunning divide. But that's not the only event Mr. Armstrong predicted. Request our free book, He Was Right, for a detailed look at five decades of accurate forecasting in the arenas of Europe, the Americas, Asia, and the Middle East. Each prediction seemed highly unlikely when Mr. Armstrong made it, but he had absolute confidence in the most reliable source of all, the Holy Bible. Prayerfully study He Was Right to understand key world events that have already come to pass and others that are unfolding before our eyes. Along with He Was Right, you will also receive a trio of free reprint articles about the Paris attacks. Gain insight into a heinous massacre that claimed the lives of 129 unsuspecting victims, and understand the history-altering events these attacks have set in motion. To understand your world and the solutions to today's problems, sign up for a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine. The November-December issue features stories about the Syrian migrant crisis and Europe's prophesied response, the arrival of the German strongman, and the threat that Cuba still poses to America more than 50 years after the Cuban Missile Crisis. You will also discover the dangers of modern college life, the root cause of the violent outbreak in Jerusalem, and much more. All our literature is available at no cost or obligation to you. It is absolutely free. Order today. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. If you would prefer to write, send your request to The Key of David, P.O. Box 3700, Edmond, Oklahoma 73083.